free event presented as a community service to you, our small business partners. This seminar will be held at the Hotel Santa Fe with several scheduled presentation times over the 3-day period. If you would like more information on our Gaining an Edge New Marketing Technology and Trend Seminar, or to pre-register, please visit santafe.com/seminar. That's santafe.com/seminar. We look forward to seeing you. Co-sponsored by the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce.
Talk 1260 KTRC, now streaming online at santafe.com, keyword talk. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for live listener interactive real estate news and commentary. Now broadcasting around the nation via santafe.com, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there on this beautiful first Sunday of the fall season, and welcome to a special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is indeed Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I invite all of you to join us at Unit 697, a sensational property here in the Quail Run community, located at 3101 Old Pecos Trail, just minutes from downtown Santa Fe. And when you get here, you'll be able to take a tour of this terrific property featuring stunning mountain views, enjoy some food and beverages, and benefit from all the real estate commentary offered by my special guests. So come on over here to Unit 697 here at Quail Run, located again at 3101 Old Pecos Trail. And we also have a number of other Sotheby's International Realty open houses here in Quail Run today, so you have an opportunity to actually take a tour of properties throughout this lovely community. Joining me today as my special co-host is the well-respected and always fun person to share the show with, Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Great having you on the show, Kathy.
Hi, Ray. Thanks for having me here today. It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful location, and I don't know, are you a golfer?
I'm not a golfer, but I like wandering around on the greens, you know.
Well, later on in the show, I'm going to have Vince Marciano of the Sachs Insurance Agency join us, and I bet he's a golfer because we're sitting right next to the second green here, and in a moment, I'm going to ask my other guest commentator about his golfing skills. So in a minute, again, as I said, I will introduce all of these hosts here at Unit 697 Quail Run, including my two broker colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty, Christina Bronco and Jan Hamilton. But before we get going with the show, I'd like to ask President Barack Obama, who I'm sure listens to All Things Real Estate each Sunday as it streams on SantaFe.com, to consider a request from the National Association of Realtors and a number of real estate company CEOs to actually host a White House summit on housing. Now, my view is a gathering of leaders of the various entities that make up the business of real estate, the mortgage industry, home builders, title insurance companies, as well as real estate brokerages, and regular homeowners, buyers, and sellers will give the administration as well as members of Congress the opportunity to hear from Americans who want to help in actually developing a plan for the recovery of our nation's housing. So as I have said on many occasions and actually written about in our monthly newsletter, as housing goes, so goes our country's economy. And if this premise is correct, then a summit at the White House for the purpose of finding a solution to various challenges that we face in the housing market might help put us on the right path. And in my view, at the very least, it can't hurt. So with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at the 1260 KTRC studio, and Braden and Tyler, my very able technicians here at Unit 697 in the community of Quail Run, let's actually get the show going by bringing on Mr. Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage for his weekly chapter of the Home Buyers Mortgage Handbook. Welcome to the show, Ron. Pretty nice setting that we're in here, isn't
sure
it?
Sure is. Hi, Ray. It's beautiful over here, great views. That green just looks inviting. I wish I could play golf.
Are you
a little more proficient than I do? No, I'd probably be better off using a baseball bat than a golf club the
way
I play.
But so you're going back to your Italian roots again.
Exactly. Yeah, there we go. But this is a fabulous location for sure.
Indeed. Well, what do you have for the listeners today when it comes to mortgage information?
Well, over the past few weeks, we've discussed various requirements for condo lending that the buyer should be aware of. Mortgage lending requirements for condominiums begin with the principle that most conventional mortgages are sold on the secondary market. So this means that when you speak to me about obtaining a loan for your condo purchase, the lender will be subject to lending standards imposed by Fannie Mae. Because of the mortgage default and foreclosure crisis over the past few years, lenders have tightened up on their lending guidelines, but there certainly are still very common sense guidelines that we follow. So some of them are that Fannie Mae ordinarily will not buy a condo loan from a lender if more than 15% of the owners in the condo development are 30 days late on their monthly maintenance fees. And also, condominium associations must set aside 10% of their budgets for maintenance and reserve. So Quail Run is probably one of the best-run projects here in the city. Very strong management team. They have a great war chest, a lot of money put away for various assessments and such. So this is a very, very well-run project, and Fannie Mae loves this kind of project.
Uh-huh.
Also, new condo developments are eligible for Fannie Mae financing only if 70% of the units have either been sold or under contract. And that's somewhat misleading, because if the developer still owns 30%, that disqualifies the project. Again,
right.
This project does not fall under those guidelines. Fannie Mae guidelines require lenders to search the Internet for any information that can be found on the project. And this is critical to the process, because along with the required condo questionnaire that has to be completed by an HOA contact, the information found on the web is material to the lender's approval of the project. So this is all very, very important. And then finally, the appraisal required for approval of the mortgage must contain information consistent with the information found on the condo questionnaire. So realtors should be proactive in providing that questionnaire to the appraiser when he comes out to do his inspection, because then we know for sure that that information is going to match. And, of course, the appraiser will check with the HOA contact to make sure that this is all validated and correct information. So these are some of the things that are important, probably the major things that are important to getting a mortgage on a condominium. And as you can see, all parties involved in the transaction, buyer's agent, seller's agent, buyers and sellers, all need to be proactive and informed to make sure that they have a successful close.
Excellent summary, as always. And I have a question. Since Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are both in receivership, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
And the federal government is in the process of assessing the role they're going to play in the future, are we to assume, though, that these same rules, even in some kind of a hybrid version of Fannie Mae, will probably still remain when it comes to lending?
Yes, I think so. And for lack of a better term, I think Fannie and Freddie are too big to fail.
Right.
But there's been a lot of progress in keeping them viable and solvent, and I think a lot of the new regulations have been part and parcel to that being the case.
Well, Ron Blessy with Home Buyers Mortgage, again, very useful information. I'm going to have you come back at the end of the show and actually summarize some thoughts for us. And also I have Vince Marciano, the Saxon Insurance Agency, who's going to be speaking to Condo Association Insurance later on, and I'm sure he's going to underscore a number of these same issues that you just talked about. So, Ron, thanks a lot for your commentary.
My pleasure.
Okay. And with that, I now would like to bring the hosts of today's open house here at Unit 697 in the very desirable community of Quail Run onto the program. I have the very well-regarded Sotheby's International Realty brokers, Christina Bronco and Jan Hamilton, and I'm enjoying this as, there you go, well, you have one of them on, Jan, the other one, there we go, there, excellent. Anyway, hard to imagine, guys, that this is the fifth remote broadcast that we've done together, and I have to say that it gets better and better with each occasion. You guys always host open houses from very appealing and unique properties, and today's property is one of the very best. Christina, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, absolutely, and thank you so much for doing yet another program with us. We are here located at the Unit 697 at Quail Run, Old Pecos Trail, and this is a really beautiful home. So I really invite everybody to come out and visit us and visit this home. It will be a treat. It has fabulous views. It's three bedroom, three baths, and was a model. It's a model home. So come on out, please.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also want to bring in your partner in crime, Jan Hamilton, the co-listing broker of this beautiful condominium here. Jan, you can talk, I think, probably for days about a lot of the amenities or maybe not, maybe just one sheet worth of the amenities that exist here. So why don't you, for the benefit of the listeners and those that are maybe having brunch right now and deciding what they want to do this afternoon, give them a reason to come here today.
Thanks a lot, Ray. The Quail Run community is a very sought-after community, very lovely location on the old Pecos Trail.
Right.
They have a wonderful community here that consists of golf, a health club, tennis, and even entertainment. The nine-hole golf course offers lessons, tournaments. There's a pro shop. The health club has a 65-foot indoor heated lap pool. There's a hydrotherapy pool. They have a couple of jacuzzis, steam room. It goes on and on. And in terms of the tennis, there are two lighted outdoor courts that are actually designed for high altitude. Tennis also offers clinics and tournaments. And then in terms of the entertainment, there's a grill at Quail Run. There's a library, banquet facilities. So it's a community that really serves the needs of all of its residents, and I do encourage you to come out today, 3101 Old Pecos Trail, and we are sitting here at unit number 697. Thank you.
And very good summary, Jan, and in fact, Quail Run, as Ron Blessy said in the beginning part of the show, is well-known, very well-financed, one of the solid condominium communities here in Santa Fe. Christina, got about a minute here before we have to take a break, is going to show up today for this remote broadcast and open house, and they walk through the front door. What's the first thing they're going to take?
Well, the house, you walk in the house and you're pulled right to this incredible view of mountains, and the living room is the open concept with the dining room and the kitchen, but there's some separation. One thing that is great about this house, it has the master bedroom and the guest bedroom in the main floor.
Uh-huh.
And then this sellers have chosen to create an incredible library in the upper floor with its most incredible views and a deck where you can really take advantage of the outdoors as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, hold the rest of that because we're going to take a break here in All Things Real Estate. When we come back later on the show, we'll continue to talk about the beautiful amenities that exist here at Unit 697 here in the community of Quail Run. Gino Thompson, why don't you take us out and give us a little commercial break here. We'll be back in a minute.
This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking mountain views, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites, ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each home site offers access to recreational options including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com or call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900. Discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
Baby got you frazzled? Get Many Mothers. Are you looking to become a part of a vital, loving, giving community? Consider volunteering for the nonprofit organization Many Mothers. Many Mothers' village approach to family support creates a brighter future for our children and our communities. Many Mothers provides support to its volunteers, who then use their skills and expertise to help a family with its practical, educational, and emotional concerns. And the mothers serve become physically renewed and psychologically empowered to meet the daily challenges of raising a family. Plus, family members are supported in forming attachments and in bonding, which is critical to a child's lifelong physical and emotional development. Many Mothers is a free alternative home visiting option for mothers with newborns. If you are a new mother or expecting and would like to learn more, or if you are a caring woman who would like to volunteer, please call Many Mothers at 670-1106 or visit the website at ManyMothers.org. Whether you volunteer for, contribute to, or help spread the word, Many Mothers appreciates your support.
1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, heard on 1260 KTRC AM, as well as on the Internet on SantaFe.com. Gino, are you mic'd up?
I am, Ray.
I just want to tell you that in the beginning of the show, I actually invited President Barack Obama to take the invitation from the National Association of Realtors to host a summit at the White House about housing. So if the president's listening and he calls you and
okay.
he wants to get on the show, go ahead and patch him through.
I'll patch him right through.
All right, great. Thanks a lot, Gino.
I'm friends with Joe Biden.
Are you?
Yeah, I came here, you know, from Delaware. So I'll give Joe a call and have him follow up on what you said. I think that's a great idea.
Well, we need to lobby as much as we can, and that's the voice of Kathy Roberts, the CEO and chairman of Santa Fe Trust, who is my special co-host today. Before we get back into the show, I want to tell you about the famous Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is actually improved. For more information, call our friend Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. And again, in a few minutes, I'm going to have Vince Marciano of the Sachs Insurance Agency on the show. He knows Tom Simon quite well. They collaborate on a number of things. So glad that both of them are supporters of all things real estate. You've heard her voice, but I want to reintroduce Kathy Roberts, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust. I want to remind everyone that Santa Fe Trust, with hundreds of clients throughout the U.S., is a privately owned, fully independent trust company that was chartered in New Mexico in 1997. The company offers a full range of trust-related services and products. You're a self-confessed real estate junkie. I am
a house junkie, and yeah. I think I'm going to be taken away in handcuffs for stealing today, because if I could steal anything, it'd be this view.
Okay. Law enforcement does listen to this show, so they may be taking note of that.
Yeah.
Well, no, anyway, I wanted to ask you, and you actually set that up nicely, Kathy. We've done a number of these remote broadcasts, but being on the second green here of this golf course attached or right next to the condominium and these mountain views, it really sort of changes the perspective of being in a condominium this close to downtown. Don't you agree?
This development or this community is so well known. When you get to Santa Fe, it's one of the first places that people mention to you.
Uh-huh.
And the view is just marvelous. Now, I did take golf lessons, so I suppose I could get out there, and I learned how to play tennis in about the fifth grade. But as was said earlier,
right.
This community has everything that you would ever want. The only problem is you may not never leave to go downtown Santa Fe because it's so pretty.
Yeah, well, that's the truth. And I want to remind everybody that we are doing this remote broadcast from Unit 697, as Kathy Roberts was saying, here in the beautiful community of Quail Run. Again, it's 3101. Old Pecos Trail, very easy to get to, right just a few minutes from downtown Santa Fe. We've got some food and refreshments, beverages here, tour this beautiful facility, and also make it easy on yourself because if you want to check out Quail Run, this is the unit to come to. Come to 697 first, but then there are a number of other condominiums that Sotheby's International Realty is hosting open houses at right here in the community, so you can go to, what is it, Christina, six or seven, whatever it is,
wow.
units here, make it real simple, and I suspect somebody's going to walk away today a very happy buyer and owner of one of these beautiful condominiums. Kathy, let's shift gears and maybe get into a review of some of the real estate-related financial planning issues that you've actually shared with our listeners on previous occasions. I know one thing that you want to talk about is the issue of tenants in common. You set that up for me when you walked in here. Ray, I want to do tenants in common. So what is it you want to talk about?
You know, one of the things that I think about when you come to a property like this, it's so turnkey. You know, you've got someone at the gate. It's safe. It's got every amenity anybody in the world could ever want.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a client is here in Santa Fe for 3-4 months, and then they have another relative or someone else that they have some kind of relationship with, buy this property together, own it as a tenant in common, have access to that. Just title it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're in Monte Carlo, and when you're ready to come back to Santa Fe, your place is ready to go.
Now, from a again, from Santa Fe Trust standpoint and your client work, what are the tax advantages of tenants in common ownership?
The real advantages for someone is to move the property into another kind of titling, and hopefully you hold it in your trust, too. And that gives you a lot more protection while you're out doing your other things.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks own the property that they're living in a trust, so it separates it from their own individual ownership, which is one of the issues that they're looking for. And it also then is a property that is separated from your taxes as a different entity. So, and then when you're looking at tenants in common, you have more than one person. You know, a husband and wife may want to own things as a joint kind of situation when they title them. But if you have, you know, five cousins that you're dealing with or three other relatives that you're dealing with different situations, a tenant in common leaves you a lot more breadth of the way that you might own the property.
Yeah, and as real estate brokers, we talk often with our clients about how they actually are going to take ownership, and of course it obviously comes up when they go to settlement. The title company needs to know that in advance of actually consummating the deal. But it begs a question that I have, and that is that, and that was a very, very well-described segment about what tenants in common is all about. You work with lawyers on a regular basis throughout the country as you help your clients. You also work with title companies. You work with real estate brokers. Essentially, it's as far as you're concerned, it's a real hand-in-glove relationship with all those folks.
It really is, and I think one of the important things to realize that, you know, we dedicate ourselves to it, the administration of the trust, but we have a list of about 9,000 other folks that we work with throughout the United States, which includes people like CPAs,
right,
special tax preparers, and everyone's situation is totally different. And so there's nothing that's uniform. We look at your particular situation, your particular holdings, your assets, and then help you design something that's going to be the very best thing for you. Remember, right now and through 12, the gift taxes are higher than they've ever been for a long time. So if you haven't looked at your trust for a long time, now's the time to review your trust and all your other financial holdings. The laws change on a regular basis, and that's why you need someone to look at all of those things, whether it's your attorney, your tax consultant, your CPA, whatever.
And you made reference to gift taxes, and they are changing, though, after 2012.
We think they're going to change after 2012.
And,
so,
and what will be the implication of that?
So right now, you know, it's up to $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're going to give away something, we suggest that now is the time to consider if you're going to give a property or you're going to give something away, an asset away, to a child or another individual or another entity, to a charity. Now is the time to think about that. Take a look at all those scenarios and determine, is this the appropriate thing for me to do? Get it out of my estate now. Lower my taxes for later.
And that's to take advantage of the current law before it changes in 2012, as you anticipate, because
that's
then
right,
the advantages financially will not be as significant.
We don't think so.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy, I got about 30 seconds before I need to take another break here. Want to mention one more thing about your special South Dakota situation?
Well, South Dakota, we have a new charter there. We opened our office on May 2nd of this year. It gives us an opportunity for those who have very, very large portfolios to have a trust in perpetuity forever. You know, if you have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and you want that to continue on, there's that opportunity. Also, we have asset protection opportunities in South Dakota.
Excellent information. Again, that's Kathy Roberts, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, my special co-host here today. We invite all of you to join us here at Unit 697 in the community of Quail Run, 3101 Old Pecos Trail. Easy to get to. Come on out here, take a tour of this beautiful condominium. Enjoy some refreshments. Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're actually going to have Vince Marciano and Annie O'Carroll come on the show with Kathy Roberts, so stay tuned.
Stevens, a consignment gallery, Santa Fe's premier consignment service. Decorators, dealers, motion picture industries, and your source for quality furniture, antiques, art, silver, jewelry, and estate items. From the funky to the formal, Stevens has what it is that you want. Because new inventory arrives daily, it's likely that Stevens will have that special piece or that functional furnishing that you want. Stevens also offers timely appraisal services, as well as estate and house sales. For over 26 years, Stevens has served the Santa Fe community with trust, integrity, and honesty in all their dealings with their customers. So, if you're looking to purchase or are looking to sell, Stevens, a consignment gallery, is your best bet for a successful and pleasant experience. Pickup and delivery are available. Stevens, a consignment gallery, 2701 Cerrillos Road, 471-0802. Open daily from 10 to 5.
In times like these, strangers at your door should be treated cautiously. But unwelcome strangers in your home can be your worst nightmare. Home invasion is a form of armed robbery where criminals break into homes through unlocked or open doors and windows. They even trick people into opening their doors to confront victims face to face. They can be after money and valuables, threaten personal assault, or take members of the family captive. But you can be proactive against these disturbing attacks. Learn how to protect yourself against home invasions. Never open the door to strangers. Secure your home with high-security locks and quality door and window hardware. Consider a home security system and even a dog. It's also a good idea to devise an action plan for your family in case intruders ever do enter your home. To learn more about how to keep your home safe from intruders, visit ncpc.org. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Talk 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Again, heard on 1260 KTRC as well as around the country. Streaming on SantaFe.com. We hope that you're telling all of your friends and family members and business associates to tune in for some really good real estate commentary on a regular basis, but especially today because I have Kathy Roberts, the CEO and chairman of Santa Fe Trust, as my guest co-host and a number of other very, very talented professionals, one of whom I want to welcome to the show, Mr. Vince Marciano, the marketing manager with the Sachs Insurance Agency. As always, welcome to All Things Real Estate, Vince.
Thank you for having me, Ray.
We've done this a few times. Are you having fun, by the way, doing this?
I'm loving it.
Are you really?
Loving it.
Well, Vince and the Sachs Insurance Agency are new supporters of All Things Real Estate. He brings great, Kathy brings great commentary from the standpoint of HOA and condo association insurance perspective. Sachs does a lot of other things for individuals, but that's Vince's real sweet spot. And today we're going to actually talk about a variety of those issues, Vince. But before we get into it, what do you think of the setting?
I think I'd have no problem working on my golf game if I worked there.
It's pretty hard duty to come to these properties, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we try to use these great venues for these remote broadcasts, and today is absolutely no exception. We are on the second green, and I assumed you were a golfer. So is that pretty exciting?
I really wouldn't, call myself a golfer. More of a hacker.
Oh yeah, just beat the ball to death.
Absolutely.
Well, I can relate to that. Never enough time to play, right? That's the problem.
Not enough time to practice.
All right, buddy. I'm going to let you basically give the listeners and those buyers are going to be actually touring here in Quail Run today sort of a primer on some of the issues associated with condo association insurance matters that they ought to know about as they're considering a possible purchase of this unit.
Certainly. What each buyer should want to carefully consider is the association's insurance and what they're purchasing through their monthly dues. They want to make certain that, one, the replacement cost values are correct, that their insurance coverages are in line with the bylaws or the governing documents within the association. And then from that, they can better understand what the requirements are of themselves in purchasing a condominium HO6 policy.
To back up for a second, condo HO6, that's inside baseball for what?
it's your condominium policy that's going to cover your property, your general liability, lost rents in case you have to evacuate for whatever those reasons.
Gotcha.
That's your standard policy that any condominium owner will want to purchase.
I see.
But what's important to note is the actual responsibility of the association. Very, very common to have 100% replacement cost insurance for an association, condominium. But to what level? Is it a bare walls? Is it an all-in? Is it an original spec? Because it differs significantly, and the responsibility, the onus on the unit owner, can increase significantly. And if there is gappage, that's where you're going to be concerned if there ever is loss.
I would assume, and Kathy, you made reference to this before, and that is Quail Run's a very established condominium association. They've been around for a number of years. They're very well regarded. So a lot of the issues you're talking about, they probably are triple A as far as coverage is concerned, wouldn't they?
Right. It's going to depend what the specifics are within the governing documents. But typically they're going to identify parameters that the carrier must be AM Best A or higher rated. And I'm sure they have that. But what has to be an annual process is reviewing if there are any changes to the property, assessing how the replacement costs might change. And then once it is adjusted accordingly in the new policy, send that out to the unit owners with what the association is taking responsibility for and the insuring requirements, and then identify what they're responsible for in insuring for themselves.
Right.
It just draws a clear line in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions I would have is, if you leased your property in this community, do you have to have special kind of insurance for that? Because, you know, when I'm in the south of France, I might not be in Santa Fe.
Don't do it when you're scheduled to be on the show, please, all right? But Kathy raises a good point.
Very important. You want to make certain that you do have that landlord protection if you are leasing it out to anyone in your absence.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right, so the prospective buyer has done their due diligence. They've gotten the answers to these very critical questions you've talked about. They've actually had the condo association provide them with the documentation that gives them assurance as they buy here at Unit 697 here in Quail Run that all those I's are dotted, T's are crossed. So what's the next step? You become a member of the association. From an insurance standpoint, what do you need to be aware of?
Well, you want to make certain that you're involved. It's always very important for individuals within an association to know what's going on so that they can have a voice in helping direct insurance decisions that are made on an annual basis. Plus, it gets them involved in community, allows them to meet new people and get involved in all the activities that are available, especially at an association like this. So before they purchase, they're going to know, first and foremost, what their insurance requirements are, and then they're going to have to run that in parallel to closing. But after that, it's sit back and enjoy what they just bought into, but be active.
Yeah.
That's what we always encourage people to do, be active in community so that you do have a voice.
And though your main focus, Vince, again, with the Sachs Insurance Agency is providing counsel, guidance, and product to condo associations. Sachs Insurance does actually offer individual policies. Do you work hand in glove with your colleagues in that?
Certainly do.
Yeah.
So it's what we do as an independent, it's critical for us not only to represent the insured, to make certain that we get what the insurance requirements are, and we articulate those requirements to the carriers. And through that three-way relationship, we're able to effectively communicate needs quickly.
Right.
So we are able to turn indications around in a timely manner so that people can consider and shop, because that's the status of today's market. You want to price shop the most, the best you can,
right,
but ensure that you are mitigating all the risks.
Got about half a minute left here before I need to go to a different segment. Any last thoughts you want to share with the listeners today? Besides, I'm going to give out your contact information, but anything else other than come on out here to Quail Run?
I think it's incredibly important for everyone to review their insurance annually. You purchase things, you sell things, there is a delta. But what we have been seeing in the field is there's not enough liability typically purchased in these individual policies. And if people are interested in obtaining an umbrella policy on top, usually what they find is their underlying general liability limits aren't where they need to be.
Yeah.
So sit down with your agent and refresh the insurance to make certain that you are in line with where you need to be.
Yeah. Kathy Roberts, Vince not only is knowledgeable, but he has such a pleasant way of presenting this information,
yeah,
doesn't he?
He's great.
He really does. Well, that's Vince Marciano, again, the marketing manager with the Sachs Insurance Agency. You can get a hold of Vince by going to our website, atreradio.com. Right there, prominently featured on the page is a contact information for Vince. But if someone wanted to call you today, Vince, what's the best way of doing it?
490-0182.
Very good. Vince Marciano, thanks a lot for joining us once again. I'm going to have you back on the show real soon, okay?
Thank you very much for having me.
All righty. I'm going to shift gears right now and have another good friend of ours, the well-known interior designer Annie O'Carroll, join us on the show. Annie has done a lot of these remote broadcasts with us on many occasions. Go ahead and get suited up there, Annie. You're official. Now you can hear us, right?
Yeah. Isn't this a fabulous property?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, and Kathy Roberts, is, as you know, is a real estate junkie. That's by avocation, not trade by any means. But, Annie, you've done your regular walkthrough of the property from those lovely interior designer eyes. What do you see here at Unit 697 in Quail Run?
Well, the first impression, of course, is that it's on a cul-de-sac. Mm-hmm. So it's in Quail Run, but it has a really nice private feeling to it just when you drive up. And the second impression is that it seems like a perfect house for people moving to Santa Fe, a second home, because it has some of the traditional finishes that I think people really engage with and really respond to in Santa Fe. It's very clean, the house, and it's got the Mexican tiles and the Saltillo floor. And my favorite feature of the house really is upstairs. When you walk up and you see the room up, there's a room with an extension of the rooftop deck, and that room could be absolutely anything, a bedroom, a library, an exercise room, an office, an art studio. It has a lot of versatility, a bathroom upstairs that's adjoined to that space. So that was a big surprise to me when I walked up and saw that.
And that deck is unbelievable. Christina Bronco is standing right next to me here, the listing broker for Unit 697 here at Quail Run. But the deck is huge.
It's huge,
great
yeah.
for partying. But the views are just unbelievable.
They're
Did
amazing.
You go up there, Kathy,
it's
and see
fabulous.
That? Yeah.
And the garden's very mature and just a nice sunny spot. I'm just looking at people right now sitting in the sun and a water fountain, and it really has a nice feeling of privacy. And, of course, all the great features of Quail Run, the pool and exercise and the restaurant and security and all those things to me really make sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the things, and we've done a lot of these remotes together, and you offer excellent commentary from the standpoint of what an interior designer might do in a place, but the reality is that most of the properties that we actually do these remotes from are almost picture perfect. You don't have to do a single thing to them. You could just buy it and move in tomorrow. And particularly in a community like this that has mature landscaping, all the amenities, as you pointed out. But if you know, everybody has different tastes. So if you were going to tweak something, what suggestion might you make?
Well, it's funny because we just did a remodel on a house over in Tasuki, and the house was beautiful, and the finishes were kind of Tuscan, sort of a gray, green cabinet, beautiful. But the people that moved in had a huge folk art collection. Hmm. So we completely redid the kitchen, and we put in a lot of Mexican colorful tile.
Uh-huh.
And like, then we and then we redid the cabinets. So that would be the thing I think would be fun to do, would be to maybe do a painted cabinet, change some hardware. You know, it doesn't need it, but it would really tweak it and I think could make it very individual.
Yeah. Christina Bronco and Jan Hamilton have a great eye for picking listings that really stand out, and this one is no exception at all in that regard. Annie, I've got about a minute or so before I need to take a break here. Any last thoughts you want to leave with the listeners? Pretend like Kathy Roberts is a potential buyer. How would you sell her?
She'd sell me with that closet in the master. That's what that's how she'd sell
well,
me.
Well, I think, you know, I think it, you really have to see yourself in a house. And I think that when a house is furnished, sometimes you can't see that. But this house could be anything. It could have contemporary furnishings. It could be more minimal. It could have more colorful Mexican pieces. It really would depend to me on the versatility of the client and what your aesthetic is. I think it has a backdrop to really lend itself to many different things. So I would ask her how she sees herself in it and what your style is and, you know, make everything really blend together.
I'd see myself in the master bathtub.
Yeah.
Wow. There you go. Well, I'm going to leave that alone, actually. It's perfect for a break here. Gino Tufts, my producer. Let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. Annie O'Carroll, great to have you on the show. As always, if you need to get a hold of Annie for your own interior design needs, go to our website. That is atreradio.com. Right there is the Annie O'Carroll contact information. Thanks a lot, my friend, for being on the show today. See you soon, okay?
Thank you.
Gino, let's take a break, okay? Thanks a lot.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
I thought indoor tanning was safe. They say their tanning rays were less likely to cause a sunburn.
What you need to know is that they can be worse because the lamps can emit more ultraviolet radiation than the sun,
up to 15 times more.
Hello? Not only can UV rays cause skin cancer, but they can cause ugly, wrinkly skin and age spots. And more than 10,000 people will die from skin cancer each year. You don't want to be one of them.
Be safe. Don't go there. A message from the American Academy of Dermatology. For more information, visit AAD.org.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and today we are doing a live remote broadcast, which we invite all of you to attend here in the beautiful Quail Run community. We are at Unit 697. That's where you need to come to, first of all, and then you can actually meander around the community. There are several Sotheby International Realty Broker open houses going on, but 697 is your first point of destination. And when you get here, you'll be able to take a tour of this beautiful condominium, actually enjoy some food and refreshments, and meet all the different commentators who are providing excellent, colorful real estate commentary today. And by the sound of that music, you know that we've actually reached our Open House of the Week segment, which is every week brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wind Home Inspections. And we are, as I said, doing this live remote broadcast. I have my two broker colleagues from Sotheby's International Realty, Jan Hamilton and Christina Bronco, who are the co-hosts and co-listing brokers of this condominium. Jan, let's start out with you. Let's give those listeners all sorts of additional reasons why they should show up today.
Well, first of all, Ray, I just want to say that I think this is one of the most glorious days of the year.
I agree.
This is such a beautiful time of the year, and we're sitting here under a wraparound portal looking at aspen trees and an incredibly gorgeous blue sky, courtyard walls, gardens that are just absolutely beautiful, a fountain. I mean, those reasons are enough. But about this unit, I think something that hasn't been mentioned is that it is on the second green. So it's not an interior location within Quail Run. It has a southern exposure with far view mountain views of the Sandias and the Ortiz Mountains. And I don't think we've mentioned how it is sited within Quail Run. It's very, very special and very desirable. This unit is, as Christina mentioned, it's a three-bedroom, three-bath model. It's very airy. It's very light. It has a lot of the touches of, a Pueblo-style home that a lot of buyers are interested in. And Quail Run itself, well, we've mentioned the amenities before of golf, a health club, tennis, and restaurant facilities. It is a 24-hour gated community.
Yes.
And there's terrific security here. So I invite you all to come out and take a look, whether you know Quail Run or not, reacquaint yourself. Christina and I are here at Unit 697 until 2 o'clock.
697, that's... again, there are so many different reasons to come out here, and I know, I think it was Kathy Roberts, my co-host today, who mentioned that this is on a cul-de-sac, which makes it, to go to your point, Jen, very special.
Yes.
Not only do you have the cul-de-sac on one side, so it's very quiet, but you have the second green on the other side, which there are no screaming golfers over there, so everybody must be making their shots, because I haven't heard anything other than pleasantries coming from the green. Isn't that the case?
That is the case. No screaming golfers.
Yeah, well, and something that we alluded to a minute ago is that you've got this deck up on the upper level, which is huge. I mean, it's a great place for a party.
Oh, it's a great place for a party. I could see myself sleeping out there in the summertime. It's really, it's magnificent. The views are fabulous, not only to the distant mountain views, but to the foothills.
Christina, I know you love to do these radio shows. Again, this is the fifth time we've done them together. I just want to give you the last 30 seconds of this part of the show to basically sell the listeners on why they need to come out here today besides to see you two lovely ladies.
Well, Ray, what can I say? I'm actually very shy.
Oh, yes, you are. Right? But you're a birthday girl this week, by the way, and happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you very much. Well, I just want, what can I say? Come out and come see for yourselves of what we're talking about now for an hour, and you'll be very, very well impressed with everything we have going over here.
I think one thing that we haven't talked about this property is the price point on it. And Jan, I find it extraordinary for what is offered in this unit.
I agree with you, Ray. We have this unit priced at, it's being offered at $775,000. Again, as we've mentioned a few times, it's a three-bedroom, three-bath with the master bedroom on the ground floor, upstairs library, view deck, portals and gardens, and it does, of course, have a two-car garage.
Uh-huh. Well, again, I appreciate the two of you letting us do the remote broadcast from Unit 697 here in Quail Run today. Thank you, Jan Hamilton.
Thank
and
you,
Christina,
Ray.
For being
Thank
on the
you.
Show. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be taking a tour of this property, so thank you for being with us. And with that, I'm going to let you go back and be brokers, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Ray.
I want to bring back my good friend before we close out the show, Mr. Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage, as well as my special co-host today, Kathy Roberts, the CEO and chairman of Santa Fe Trust. Both of you have been, you've been looking at this property. Ron, I'll give you the chance first to sort of summarize your thoughts about the specialness of this condominium.
Well, first I'd like to say that I was a little disappointed that you interrupted my sleep. I was in the lounge chair in the sun,
Sorry.
Enjoying this beautiful location.
Well, that's enough of a reason for listeners to come out here to see Ron Blessy sleeping.
Sure. That's right. Well, and Jan and Christina are just the consummate pros.
They are.
And, you come out here and look at this property, you'll see why they have this listing. And I have to say, as a member of this club, I'm very fortunate to have the availability of the gym and the pool and the superb restaurant that's here. It
yes.
is superb.
Yeah.
You never get a bad meal there. Everything is so good and fresh, and the chef that they have here is terrific.
And a very tasteful setting. I've only been to it once. I was there for a maybe it was a Kentucky Derby party or something, but very, very nicely appointed. I mean, it is, I think a lot of people are just shocked when they go in there how nice it is. It ranks with any restaurant in town, I think.
Absolutely. And any time of the year, you can either, this time of year, sit outside on the portal and enjoy the views, or in the winter, you can sit inside and there's a fire going, very cozy, very intimate, and just a great location.
Kathy Roberts, Chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, this is the kind of property that you'd love to have your clients
absolutely.
Own because they would be inviting you out here
That's
all the time, right?
Right? Really, and one of the board members at Santa Fe Trust is an oil and gas man in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
She's an oil and gas man, but she's a woman.
Uh-huh.
And she said this is one of her favorite places where she leaves for a few months while she was doing some things here in Santa Fe.
No kidding.
And recommended it highly the minute I hit the ground here as one of the premier spots in Santa Fe to find a property, lease a property, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And what you said about the restaurant, I've been in and everything is just superb.
Yeah.
I think there's also a huge sense of community here in that the Director of Community Services does a lot of things to have things brought into the community for the residents that are here, so seminars and that kind of thing.
And I'm not exaggerating. When I drove in today to get set up for the show, I must have passed 10 cars, people who obviously are residents. Everyone was waving at me. My arm was tired by the time I got here. I mean, it really, and I was a complete stranger. But that's an important point, is that there is a sense of community. People don't do that unless they really feel good about where they're living. Don't you agree, Kathy?
Absolutely. And what they said about safety and the services is just phenomenal, top notch.
Yeah. Ron, again, you're currently a member here, and you enjoy it. Are you out here all the time?
We're out here quite a bit. We have dinner here at least once a week, if not twice, and use the gym facility and the pool quite a bit. And it's a great place to come. I mean, look at this setting.
Uh-huh.
And those of you who are listening out there, you really need to come out here and see this.
Yeah.
It's great.
We, you know, the three of us do these shows together occasionally, remote broadcasts, and I really enjoy getting the professional counsel and input that both of you bring to the table. I genuinely appreciate what Santa Fe Trust and Home Buyers Mortgage means to all things real estate, and I think it's reflected in the messages we get back from our listeners. And, Ron, you actually, in your short tenure, have actually picked up some business, I think, as a result of this. And I'm not being shamelessly plugging you and all that.
Oh, you can do that all you want.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, then here's your opportunity to shamelessly plug yourself. We've got about a minute left before the show goes. Go ahead and do that.
Well, you know, we're at an unprecedented level for interest rates right now. This is a 50-year low. The 10-year Treasury note was closed on Friday at 174, unprecedented. So rates are extremely low. When you have a property such as this with a price point that's right where it should be, this is the perfect storm, the perfect time to buy it. And I can be reached, right? 505-986-9080 or by email, ron@ronblessy.com. How's that for shame?
Well, that's very good.
And
Kathy Roberts.
And is true.
Yeah.
I mean, I've talked to more and more people who are now buying for investment purposes also.
Yes.
Because they can't get this rate again. They're seeing this as an opportune time to get out there and buy more real estate or gather with groups to buy real estate.
Uh-huh.
Great way to diversify.
It is. And Kathy Roberts with Santa Fe Trust, again, you deal with clients who are looking for investment opportunities, how to move their money around, the vehicle to put it in. So this could be the perfect end game for them, right?
Absolutely. Investment-wise or a property you're going to use for whether it's vacation time or leasing or with other people. The other thing that people are doing is, you know, buying these and supplying, you know, the opportunity for others to buy with them as a commercial investment property.
Well, guys, I want to thank my Sotheby's International Realty broker colleagues, Christine Bronco and Jan Hamilton, for letting us broadcast from this open house event here. I invite you to come on out to 697 here in Quail Run. Thank you, Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage, Vince Marciano of Sachs Insurance Agency, as well as Annie O'Carroll, interior designer. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Talk 1260, KTRC AM Santa Fe, your home for progressive talk in New Mexico.
Geico, saving people money on more than just car.